Desi, the first upset of the championship, the quarterfinals, and you know, I say upset, but maybe you wouldn't agree with me. Were you confident going into this quarterfinal against Glenswally?
Look, Maureen, everybody had us written off. It was all talk about Glenswally and how good they were and everything else. But look, we know coming in, we probably could have beat them last year out in Glenswally. We knew from league games, we know them well. We've played them 3 or 4 times since I took over, you know. So we had no fear coming here, and everybody believes in our camp that we were going to beat Glenswally today. So we worked on ourselves, and everybody else can talk away, you know. And look, they are a good team. No doubt they are a very, very good team, and they put it up to us and they nearly pulled it off there at the end, you know. But look, at our boys are ready for a battle today, and that was what you have to bring when you played Glenswally, because they're a very battle-hardened team. They're very experienced, even though they have a lot of young fellas. They have great experience all over the field, you know, and we're building that. You know, we won an intermediate 2 years ago, and senior championship is a different ball game altogether, you know. And last year we struggled, and this year, look, at we've won 5 in it now, and we keep building.
Yeah, you know, I suppose going out of this game, Michael Murphy, you know, you've heard the talk of him, and he's a serious threat, and he has a great presence for Glenswally, but probably part of your game plan was to try and cancel out the ball going into Michael Murphy this evening as well, and trying to contain the threat to him as well.
Yeah, look at how everybody speaks about Michael, and look at Michael's been brilliant, and he's still, even today, you've seen that at the end where he caught the mark at the end when there was 5 and 6 men around him, and he still has all that in his locker. But we knew if we got around the players in the middle of the field and not let them kick it in and put that press on them around there, that we could come out the right side of it, because it would nullify him. And you know, he still scored what he scores, and he does that anyway, but we had to nullify everything else that was happening.
Yeah, and you went on 2 points up at the break. You'd have been comfortable and happy with that against Glenswally after a very good performance in the first half, but those 2 early goals certainly stood to you towards the end of the game.
Yeah, look, we felt we kind of backed off the kick out a wee bit on the first 2, and the boys felt that they could get at it. And in fairness, our lighter players, we keep them out of the middle, but they're very good tacklers, and they turned over. We must have turned over 3 or 4, and we only came out with 2. We'd be disappointed that we didn't score more in the first half, but there was a fairly significant breeze there. Not as much as last week now, but there was a fairly significant breeze blowing into the clubhouse. So, yeah, look, we'd be happy. Anything come away at half-time, you're leading, you're happy enough, you know. But we felt that we had a lot more to give in the second half, and in fairness, the boys did. We probably missed a few chances. Oshie Bonner hit the bar, he tapped one to the goalkeeper, you know. We had more opportunities, we should have scored more, but look at, we'll take anything we get at this stage.
Yeah, you talked about missed opportunities. You probably racked up about 6 wides, and that Dara Gallagher effort, I think, off the post in the second half for another goal, so you could have found yourself way ahead.
We in fairness to the boys, the runs from the middle of the field into the spaces was very good today, you know, and but not something we worked on. It just happened naturally, the way Glenswally played, that it happened that way, you know, that we got runners from deep. But we hit the bar. We done that the last day to go into the top 4 as well. We hit the bar as well the last day, and look at, we'll have to keep it down a couple inches the next day and try and get in the top corner.
Yeah, listen, look, you're looking forward now at a last 4 position, and I mean, you're in the semi-finals. I've spoken to a lot of people during the week, and they said that Dunlow were a very good championship team. You're definitely be having your set in the final place now.
Yeah, look, I know Gary was talking about Glenswally being a championship club, but we would feel it, and there's a big history in our club down through the years of championship, but in recent years, we weren't at it. We didn't get at it. But these boys now, our league form was poor this last 2 years, but our championship form was good. And look, that's what this time of the year is where you want to be. Like, this is the time you want to play football. Early on is good to get everybody games. And we've got a lot of young fellas through this year. And we're kind of building for a future, really, more than anything else. But it's great now to be in the semi-final. And looking at all the other teams now, we're the first team in the hat. And it's great to be looking at everybody else now for the weekend.